mantra.
Faulty mantra?
Faulty mantra.
False means false.
Means there's an error in the mantra.
Hmm? Ну, неправильный мантра.
The mantra has an error.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a logu and a guru.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the log, whenever there's logu and guru, it's the same. But you're not playing it the same. Either. You're not doing this, you're just doing. You're missing a piece. And it's throwing out the rhythm. Right? Guru and Logu, it should be the same. But you're missing that beat. And it's throwing the rhythm out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Again? You've misunderstood the mantra. You've got a mantra problem. You're not playing the right mantra.
Mm-hmm.
It's a faulty transfer happening.
Mm-hmm.
Where you got it from, it's not quite right. Introduction to the mantra, and that's confusing. Because in kirtan we go like this. You can play either one. It's actually not such a big point, but learn to play both. Learn to play with and without. Yeah, you can play what you're playing. You can play either way, actually. So just do what you're doing, because it's more simple. And then once you can do that nicely, then you can learn the other one, which is more.
But
fusion brain colorless space. So what's the question? You're doing it fine, you just need to be faster. Again, you see this wrist roll? there's three of them actually, mm-hmm. and there's slight variations in sound. But you can see that you need to get this wrist roll, and then you can you've got to get this roll happening, or you don't have enough speed to play in a key. But this is fine, what you're doing is okay. I don't think that's really a big question. Speak with your hands.
Разговаривай с руками. Разговаривай руками. What he should do in his practice when it will be fine, he should go faster or what? Practice it slow only.
What, Terry?
Terry. Про Терри говоришь? And other mantras.
Slow is always better.
Медленно, да? Всегда лучше.
And a little bit of fast when you feel bored and slow.
И можно чуть-чуть быстрее, если тебе уж совсем скучно.
But slow is always better.
Но медленно всегда лучше.
It's always more, it's more difficult to go slow. Actually.
No.
That's all you have to ask.
Поддержка.
А что нужно
делать? Вот еще это просто занимает время нужно посвятить. Это не значит, что она что-то изменилась.
You notice this Loga Guru Mata that I play?
Ah, mm-hmm.
You notice this?
Huh?
Because the first time I did it, you were really confused.
Yes, and then I understood.
Now you understand what I'm doing.
When you sing Pranamami Siddha Prabhupada.
Oh, that. Well, that's another thing.
It's not Mata?
Yeah, that's Mata. But what I'm talking about is when we go Logo and Guru. take care of them. We'll do this. This one. When you go to here.
Ну, прям матан, лобу и гуру. Вот он только что показал. Понял, нет?
Матан. Tuck making his beautiful appearance at the end of the line.
Not only Tuck.
Yeah, Tuck.
Tuck.
Tuck with a few friends.
You start with Duck, yes?
This is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to say, do this first. Get that tuck in the right place first. Then after that, you can start adding to it. Putting more things inside, but it all works around where that base tuck is in that boot. It's all working around that. So you need to get the feel of where that is, and then you can do so many other things. Exactly. So you get used to that. See how what I did worked around what you did. It's like putting a new layer on top, a new layer on top, a new layer on top, until then you're doing all this other stuff.
I said the boundaries.
Because it's all based around that, where that tap sits. Mm-hmm. Everything else sits on top of that. Mm-hmm. Right? So get that first, and then develop to the other ones. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is what tehoi is. Tehoi starts at this level, and then it goes, okay, next level. You know, another tehoi. I was doing that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is just another kind of a tehoi, when your hand can roll properly. But it's all layers on the same system. The most profound thing is a care in the right place. It's completely profound. So, this again. And when I finish my tehoi, this is always first. If I play the last beat of a tehoi, this side's first, and this side's second. Watch. I'm doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm doing this.
Why?
Because I want the sound to go out here.
He comes from here.
You understand this, right? There's three kinds of da and three kinds of tuk. There's tuk, and there's tuk. Three different.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on which one you play, it changes everything. Because sometimes you want the energy going this way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you want to stay in the center, and sometimes you want it going this way.
Mm-hmm.
You have to control that. Everything I do is using these things. My matan is full of this. My matan is like swinging all over the place, depending upon which one I hit just before the other one. Sometimes I'm going this way, sometimes I'm going this way. And the whole mantra is there's extra life given to it, depending upon which way I'm going. You have to start getting capacity to do all these things, just without thinking. You've got to... You need to get this capacity in your hands. second. And when I do two, when I do, it's going this way and then coming back. Right? Because I started here, then I hit this, and then I hit this one. So I hit one, two, three. So I've done this. It changes everything. As opposed to just that. Start to get the feel for this. So when there's a tehoe, it goes that way at the end. Okay. This is important. It's where you change from being just ordinary to, oh, that sounds good. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. It's because they have control over these things. Of which way the energy is moving. Or not, which way this thing is moving. Affect the kirtan so many ways just by playing around with these things. Whenever I play two together, I'm always choosing one of these three, and I choose it very, very particularly. Whenever I play two together, I'm choosing a particular way of doing it every single time. Every time there's a tuck, every time there's a da, they're together. I'm choosing a particular way of hitting them. So inside of a mantra, tak, dosh pere. Tak for dosh pere goes this way. Right?
Always.
It's better. It sounds better.
Yeah, you showed me another
way. It doesn't always have to. But this is where you should start. But that's the thing, where you can create a variation within a mantra just by doing it this way and then changing it up. But basically you're going to be Din went that way. I hit this first. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gone here and come back out. Dini's together, same, because I want to hold the energy in the center. So when I hit T, it's together. Dini, 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 together. Right? Dini, dini, dini. No. What am I doing? What am I doing over here? Look at this. What am I doing? It's really, really significant. When I play a loud beat here, and it's two together, what do I do on this side? What do I do? Dini, dini, dini. What did I do? I just did it right in front of you. What was it? What was it? Closed sound. When I play loud here. What do I do when I play matan? Close head.
Mm-hmm.
When you play loud on this side, close the head here. It makes for a better sound. It gives it more volume, rather than losing something over here. It's like closing this end off, and we're going to make a big sound here.
And sometimes like... как щелчок.
You're not doing two swings. See, I can come in and I go out. Use the wrist to make two. Come in one swing, and I've used this. I've used my wrist to make the second. Yeah. Yeah. Work on it. Again, you know how I told you? Getting to learn the wrist and also you want to practice this. See how I do one swing and I get two beats out of one swing. So it's that double action is what you're looking for.
Thank you.
Fuck, you get the fish. In the kirtan, you get the fish. Yeah, little late. It's meant to be. It should be together. It's not dana. It's da. Okay? So when I do dina is one thing, but when I do da, it's another. Do you see the difference?
Yes.
Dina and da. Da is together, whereas dana is two separate things. Dina. You think? What's the difference?
They.
Too slow. This last one's too slow. Yeah, it's gonna come together. Because it's all one, it's just da.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the first two are together, the second one's after, but the whole thing is right together. You understand? There's three things. One, two, but they all have to come together to make basically one beat.
In day they are together and da separate, or in day together.
Together for da. This
together
is da.
For da.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all got to be tied together. So you've got this, this, and this is da. So there's no da and then, oh yeah, an extra na there. There's no extra na. That na is part of the da. Right? It's just got to be quick. Too slow. Adding that thing at the start. Emphasizes the